I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
I may be super, but
I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. Alex, I noticed you played the full intro from our summer...
Yeah, well, that's the one I have.
Yeah, all right. Is that the one we've been using this whole time?
Yeah, that's why I would laugh, because I'm like, okay, summer.
Like, even through the winter?
Oh, I guess you could, yeah. I mean, no, we have another one, but I guess we're coming up on spring, so who cares? Listen.
Well, I certainly don't.
Fine.
Alex, you enjoying all the basketball?
Oh, it's amazing. I should have seen this coming, because on any given year, like, the bracket is a little bit easier to pick. And this year it's just been up in the air. And I think that even more so, we already saw this first day, there's upsets and stuff, bigger upsets than you usually see. So and that's what makes it more interesting, you know, these no-name schools. You know, that Loyola Chicago have that nun, Sister Jean, who, like, you know, is like their de facto mascot. They won today, too. So,
well, I saw that she picked BYU to the Final Four.
Hey.
I was surprised KSL didn't lead with that all week.
Mitch Harper did. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
like, I got some breaking stuff I got to put up on Twitter. I'm like, oh, boy.
A 96-year-old woman.
By the way, and they're like, she's coming to the tournament. I'm like, no, have her stay home. Jeez.
Don't bring her. Well, I'm still working on my bracket.
You can't anymore.
What do you mean? We're not even through the first round.
There's, I know. But you
there's
can't,
hardly
you're not
any information.
To,
there's hardly any information
know,
for me to use.
Here's what they say. The time that the first game tips off, I mean, I guess you could fill out your bracket and say there's a ton of our stuff that already happened.
How are you supposed to fill out your bracket when there are no games that have been played?
You fill out, because the whole thing is about guessing, you doofus. Jeez.
I don't guess.
I want to bring something up here. I found myself looking around online the other day on KSL Classifieds.
Okay.
You ever been there?
I've heard of it.
And I started looking at, like...
I think I bought a gun there once. Can you still buy guns
you
there?
You can't buy any guns there anymore, okay? boy, remember that whole thing?
Oh, my
gosh.
You
could buy guns on KSL. Like, I think about how wild that is now. And what the worst thing was is, the worst thing for us, the worst thing... Just being in the building with people who operated KSL.com in the classified section, the day they took the gun stuff down was just an entire day of people calling up KSL News Radio, FM 100, The Arrow, just to complain about guns and how you guys are un-American and blah, blah, blah. It was just insane. It was hilarious. But
yeah.
So I wanted to bring something up. So I turned 40 last week.
Yeah, that's
as
great.
As you know.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
You've already been in the club, what, 4, 5, 8 years?
Yeah. Yeah, so, I moved on.
I always had this, like, little point of pride where I'm like, Ethan is so much older than me. And now I can, like, continue that because Scott's even more old, you know?
Yeah.
Like, way old, you know?
You're still the young guy at work,
I'm
huh?
still the young guy somewhere. But it's funny because in the sports department, like, I am for sure, they're like, oh, he's taking a nap again. Like there's definitely, like, this old guy vibe to it. But I don't think I'm going through midlife crisis, but 40 felt different. And this is coming from a guy who never had any, like, birthday feelings. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No birthday feelings. Like, none of them. 16 was important because you want to get your license. You know what I mean?
Sure.
21 makes no difference for people who don't drink and you don't care.
Don't gamble.
Yes. It doesn't matter. 18 was like, I guess you're an adult, but that doesn't actually mean anything because you're still living at home, you know?
Yep.
So maybe 25, you rent a car. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like, but the one that like someone's like, you are 40 now, that really struck with me this year. And I found myself looking at cars that I was like, I think I'm supposed to buy a midlife crisis car now.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around and I'm going, what could I get? And I think an electric car is a thing that I want. You know what I mean?
You think like, so? An electric
yes.
car? Because you've been coveting the Tesla.
Yeah.
I remember having extended conversations with you as different Tesla models were announced.
Do you remember at the very beginning?
I was showing you,
you can even put two kids in the trunk. Because remember they had that like back seat that like faces reverse. And I was convinced. And the other thing was is it was like $47,000. And I was like, oh my gosh, that is so much money in 2009 or whatever. And it is. It's a lot of money. But think about now how those Teslas are just, they're so expensive now. I mean, it's just, out of control. But I was thinking about a midlife crisis. And I actually read an article the other day that was just like, it hypothesizes that guys go through the midlife crisis more and more now because they don't feel as important as they used to.
And I think that's what it is.
Well, this is what this article kind of supposed was that with more and more of people want to feel important. And I was like, absolutely, I agree with that. They want to feel like they have more purpose than maybe they can fool themselves into thinking that their purpose is a little bit more than what that they actually serve. But they started to point out this whole thing. This guy was like, yeah, look, and nowadays men and women are the breadwinners in the home, which is fine.
Sure.
But what ends up happening is that you might not feel that payoff of the more traditional, like the guy feeling like he's the breadwinner. And I was like, I'm still the primary breadwinner in my home. I have never had a problem with my wife potentially earning more money than me. I've always wanted it, to be quite honest. Like,
pressure off a little bit.
Right. The more and more she's had success, like in being able to carve out, like still working from home, still being able to be with the kids while I'm at work, and more money she's able to earn, I'm like, this is fantastic. And so I don't feel like it's that. I don't feel like her working is taking away from my role as a dad or a husband or the primary breadwinner in the home. But I was wondering what the version of 2021's midlife crisis is, and if you've felt one yet. Because you, like, do the camping and stuff. You've, like, bought a truck, you know. I think that was kind of around maybe the same time. I don't know if there was ever anything that manifested in your life that was a midlife crisis.
No. Part of it's because I don't really have the money for a good midlife crisis.
Mm.
You know, you got to have some funds, right?
Yes.
Because it can be expensive. But, you know, I'm attracted to cars. I like cars. And I've always wanted to kind of get a car that was special or unique. And so I'll tell you what I've been looking for. And maybe this is a midlife element, is trying to find a car that is not a lot of money, but cool in some way. Because I don't have a very long commute. I don't even get on the freeway from my commute.
Okay.
So I could really drive something that is,
right,
what's the word I'm looking for, that no one would recommend buying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like something that had a little bit of cachet, something that
like
had...
I've been looking at enough cars that every website that I pull up has cars on the, like, side, you know, like they know what I've been looking at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I got this one, though. A $204,000 2021 Land Rover Range Rover.
Oh, well, you should get it.
$204,000? What are they putting in it?
You should get it.
I don't know why. I didn't know those were that much money. I didn't know they were in the $200,000 is like an old McLaren F1. Remember that old thing?
Yeah.
Those are supercar prices.
You could buy Ferraris. Well, you know what? You could still buy. Hold on a second here, man.
Because
you can sometimes still buy. Well, and we've had this conversation about the Magnum PI Ferrari. Right?
Which one is that one? The F1?
You talking about
is
that.
It? What is it?
No,
the
308.
Oh, the 308. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's actually a terrible Ferrari. It's a bad Ferrari.
I'm not having this conversation.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying,
if you're going to go for weird looking '80s Ferraris, I'd go with the Testarossa, all right?
Oh, yeah, okay, get out your checkbook. I'm just trying to do something that's in my, that's like reasonable for me.
Ferrari 308. Are there any Ferraris on KSL.com right now?
Oh, yeah, there's six.
Oh, what are they? Okay, let me see, what are they?
So there's...
Okay, wait, hold on, let's do this. This is something they would do like on Top Gear.
Okay.
I'm going to give you, let's give each other $100,000 to spend on a midlife crisis car on KSL Classifieds right now.
$100,000.
Okay.
To spend on a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Just car.
So this is happening right now. This is happening in real time. We didn't plan this beforehand, right? So
No.
I'm going to cars. I'm here at broadcast house. Ethan's at his house, and so we're not in the same room. We can't even see each other's screens or anything. So I'm going to spend $100,000. Ethan's going to spend $100,000, and the rule is that you have to come within. You can't be over $100,000, and you can't be on. It's got to be 90. It's got to be 90. It's got to be within $10,000 of $100,000. You can't be like, well, I got a $40,000 one and a $30,000 one.
Got it.
Okay. So those are the requirements. So let's see here. So your midlife crisis car. All right.
Where's the?
Where's the what, dude?
How's this? I have them all here. Why can't I sort these?
Yeah.
Why can't I sort them? I'm gonna have to go to my phone. The phone.
What are you talking about? How do you sort them?
The app is so much better.
Yeah.
Than the.
Yeah, I don't think that this. I don't think you're gonna. The app is. It just depends if they. If they've been servicing the website, you know, it's a Friday, you know, so I think that they're. Who knows?
No, but they should have a sort by.
Right.
Shouldn't they?
I don't know.
Wouldn't you expect them to have a sort by?
All right. First of all, you're gonna get crushed by my pick. All right. So I've got $100,000was our and it's got to be 100, right? It's got to be at least 90.
Yeah, it's got to be close to that. Whoever can get closest. I think we should go with whoever can get closest.
Closest to 100.
Closest to 100,000.
Yeah. Ooh. What is going on here? Man.
Okay. Hold on a second. I had to switch to my phone.
Okay. While you're talking about that, I wanted to bring this up. It's a midlife crisis. We're still continuing the midlife crisis discussion here.
Okay.
So there is more and more evidence that women have felt slighted in being, because midlife crisis feels more male dominated. And I'm sorry. I want to say sorry to the females out there. I don't know why we feel like we need to take even more attention away from you by doing the poor pity me thing. Because I think that's really what it is. It's guys kind of doing I'm going through this hard time. I did this last week. I was like, who am I? You know, I'm like telling my wife, I'm like, what have I even done with my life? You know, and then she's like, she's like, stop being so dramatic, you know, because there's this part of you that goes, yeah, I've got a good job and great kids and an awesome wife and a great house, and I don't have anything to complain about.
No, so
I think we find
things
to complain about. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you found 100? This is proving more difficult than I thought it would be.
You know, it really is, and I'm trying to get close.
Should we give a wider swath of dollars? Let's say between 75.
Nope, I found it.
Okay. All right. So that's yours. Do you feel confident in that? Feel confident in the thing you just got?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, it's amazing.
Okay. See, now we're talking.
It's amazing.
All right. So could I want to see what the practicality situation is here. Hold on. I'm trying to. So you roll out your car for me. You tell me what it is.
Okay. Here. Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. Heck yeah.
This is.
Uh-huh.
This car is turbocharged.
Okay.
All-wheel drive.
Got it.
Okay. Sunroof,
moon brew.
All the things, right? All the options, okay?
Right.
Let me see how big the engine is here. It is 8 that's the number of miles. 8 miles. 4-door sedan, okay? I won't tell you the price. We'll leave you the price at the end.
Okay.
This is a 2021 Maserati Ghibli S Q4 Grand Sport.
Uh-huh. Wait, what is it? It's a Maserati.
It's a Maserati.
That's an Italian job, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So choice.
What's that? How many miles are on it?
Eight miles. When I first saw it, I was like, oh, it's a V8.
That's how many miles it is. Okay. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to be disappointing in mine because Mine is actually one that it's more of a practical use thing.
So you're violating everything here.
Let me hit the backup then. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. Mine is a 2012. Now, this is great. This is great for me. Here's why this is great. Mine is also Italian. It's white. Okay. It's got 12,000 mm-hmm. miles on it. But it's 2012. That's pretty good. I mean, it's just over 1,000 miles a year. That's not a lot of miles mm-hmm. on this thing.
No.
It's white. It is Italian. It is a Lamborghini Gallardo.
Oh.
Okay. 605 horsepower. Okay. Here's mm-hmm. why this works two ways. Okay. I'm going to have to go on a diet to get in it. Okay. This is why it's going to be like really good. I have to go on a diet to get in this thing. All right.
Okay.
And it's a salvage title. So that's
what are you going to do with all your leftover money?
Well,
this thing is not more than 70 grand.
That's the problem, is it's $92,000 even with the salvage title.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. These go for about 250. So that's why it's a good deal.
Well, I'll tell you what.
So if the airbag pops out suddenly, you'll kind of know why.
So I'll tell you what. This 2021 Maserati is pristine condition, has not been wrecked yet.
Yeah, not been wrecked yet, yes.
And it will accept my girth as is. I don't have to lose weight. It's black with a gray interior.
I'm going to get some stats on the... So a 2012 Lamborghini Gallardo...
But see, here's the thing, though.
I want to see what the speed and stuff is on this thing.
So has it been fixed? So it's 90,000.
Oh, yeah, no, it's all done. Yeah, it looks really good.
Brand spanking new. Brand spanking new. And this Maserati could be a daily driver, and it's $99,085.
Oh, that's pretty good. This one's 92,000. See, I knew I'd probably fail on this thing, but let me just tell you what I'm getting. I'm getting 14 miles to the gallon in the city, all right? 19 on the freeway. So this is just like my Suburban. Okay. Jay Leno owns one of these. I'm going 0 to 6. Check this out. I'm going 0 to 60 in 3.6.
Dang. Hold
on. Top speed 209 miles an hour, guy. So your Maserati, it's actually been proven, and it's written down. Your Maserati only does 185.
Nope.
So
no, I got it right here.
What is it?
185. Yes. Yeah, from the song. I get it. So I've got 580 horsepower.
Okay.
Okay. And 0 to 60 in 4.3.
Okay.
Top speed of 202.
202. That's not bad. I mean, it's not 209 like a Gallardo. But.
What was your primary V10. One? What was your first pick, though? Because you had one pick that I shamed you out of.
Yeah, it was. It's a 2021 with no miles or 2 miles on it or whatever. Ford F-350.
Get out.
Yeah, the platinum, mm-hmm. and those are $97,000 after you put all the stuff on it.
Yeah, the problem is though is that. See, you're in your 40s, man. You got to stop thinking about your kids so much.
You can't say I'm in my 40s like that, dude. I am 4T, all right? Anyway.
I'm just telling you that when you're in your 40s.
You got to be a little bit more. This can, listen, I'm just telling you. This is a good exercise because, to be truthful, the truck won't fit in my garage. The truck won't fit in the garage.
Oh, well, there you go. But that Lamborghini probably.
The Lambo, absolutely. We'll just call it a Lambo.
The Lambo Bambo.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even look and see if there was a McLaren or anything. All right. Millard, I'm going to play some music.
I got a Zen headline.
And I'm assuming you've got that Zen headline. If you don't know what a Zen headline is, it's feel-good stories.
Yeah, if you've got a Zen headline you want to share with us, use the hashtag Zen headlines on social media. We'll grab it. We'll give you credit. This one, credit goes to me, moi.
I was going to say, to wrap up the midlife crisis thing, women want in on the midlife crisis deal because there's stuff involved. But they were saying that more and more women are buying midlife, they're using the terminology, it's a midlife crisis, which you used to not really have. It's kind of like that was kind of a man's
kind
world
of, man
of
thing,
pretending like you're so put upon. But now it's equal across all genders. You too can also feel like your life is worthless, so you can buy some stuff so you can feel better about yourself. So there
absolutely,
you go.
Absolutely.
All right.
So here's the Zen headline. The Zen headline was. brought to you by the Tooele Army Depot.
No, I found it's
this.
Not. Oh.
No, seriously, the Tooele Army Depot posted this on Twitter, and I'm actually surprised that we haven't seen more news stories around this. I forwarded it along. I retweeted it. I did my job. I thought it was amazing, but apparently no one in the media, Alex, cares about this story.
You know, I'm a sports guy. I'm a sports director, so I don't really if it's not a sports situation, I don't jump in.
Well, apparently there's just so little interest in interesting things in the media.
True.
I'm sorry this isn't about a member of Congress. I'm sorry this is a story that's, you know.
Ethan thinks that KSL's out to get him by having terrible interviews with our local congressional representatives. Go ahead, Ethan.
I'm just saying that I think that a story like this might be a breath of fresh air for people. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so you know the Tooele Army Depot. One of the things they do is, they periodically have to go through and destroy old munitions, right?
Sure.
So just recently they were destroying old boxes of ammunition. And some technicians dumped out a box of 50 caliber rounds.
Cool.
That were boxed 77 years ago. And they noticed at the bottom of this wood crate, this ammo box.
Yeah.
There was some handwriting. They looked closely.
What did it say?
And the handwriting said, "May the contents of this box blow the blank out of Hitler."
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing? The guys who first manufactured the ammo and filled that box, they scrawled in a little message.
So,
reminiscent, I think, of when guys used to sign bombs.
Yeah, they used to dedicate bombs.
The same kind of thing. May the contents of this box blow the blank out of Hitler.
Well,
I wonder if they'd be disappointed to learn that box actually never made it out of Tooele. but I think the sentiment's cool.
Or not. Yeah, may it blow the heck out. But what's good is that probably at that point, Hitler had already disposed of himself. And then they go, we don't need it. We don't need it.
The blank word is the S word.
Okay.
So
let me tell you.
Family-friendly podcast here.
I know it is. I know. Whoops, I'm playing this music here. I'm sorry about that. Anyway, I was going to say something. It is a family-friendly podcast, and I wanted to say this. I had one of our sports guys come in the other night and kind of give a debrief on some things that are going on. And Joe Ingles got up and, like, they had lost the game, the Jazz, and he said something, and he goes, yeah, and Joe Ingles said after the game, and these are the actual words he used. He said, "We're a better effing team than this." And I was like, all right, anyway, moving on. And I was like, this is on the air, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, should I have not have said effing? Because he used that terminology, right? Like the shorthand. I said, yeah, no. Go ahead and don't do that on the radio. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry. It wasn't the real word. I go, yeah, I know. We won't get fined by the FCC. You'll get fined by your bosses for being
that's right.
For not understanding the audience very well. But
there's the FCC standard. And there's the KSL standard. Yeah. And they're very different. And
I mean, obviously, me using it on the podcast doesn't make me any better. But what I was saying is, and the podcast doesn't go over the airwaves. Come on,
it's fine.
Yeah, look, I'll cuss on this thing. Not the big ones, but, you know, I'll cuss a little bit.
The little ones, the little minor ones.
Yeah, Millard. It's the end of the podcast for today.
All right.
Thanks for hanging out. Happy midlife crisis to everybody out there. You can send us your tweets of what cars. Oh, I just found an Escalade, a brand new Escalade, $100,000, Ethan.
Yeah.
That's nice. See, that's nice. Again, family situation.
You don't have to convince me of the Cadillacs, man. I'm all day long with the Cadillacs.
Brand new Cadillac Escalade. I could do that thing. All right. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Curie. We're always making these podcast episodes. So for him, I'm this guy. We'll see you next time, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.